What do you use ChatGPT for? Let's go to Monica. Monica, what do you use ChatGPT for? Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, what do you use ChatGPT for?
I use it for everything. I use it for, sorry, one second. I use it for sending emails because I am snarky and I tend to send emails and hurt people's feelings.
Oh.
And not mean to.
Whoops.
Yeah. Because I'm like really direct. And sometimes if you're in the moment and you're really, really busy, that, you know, you try to send an email and it doesn't always come out the way it's intended. So I'm always like, ChatGPT, I'd like to take this whole email and make it sound kinder or sweeter or softer.
Wow.
Okay.
It certainly does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's actually something that I've done with. It's like, would you like to make this sound? You want harsher, colder?
Yeah.
Sometimes it can backfire, though, because if you are in a heated text argument.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the next one comes in, like, very calm and very, like, sophisticated. It's like, it's almost like saying, okay.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. It is. You're
like,
right.
I don't know why I came across that way, but I just wanted to talk about how much I love you, but disagree on the way you did that.
Right.
And the text before was like, why the hell would you do that? Yeah. You're insane.
Well, good for you for even thinking about your responses and wanting to sound kinder, because I don't think a lot of people do that. They just rattle off the email and then whatever happens, happens.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Good for you.
Yeah. And then, you know, we've talked about here, you know, sometimes we get ChatGPT emails or even here or from people we know. And we're like, can you not make it so obvious as ChatGPT?
Yes. Like, make it sound less like ChatGPT.
I have the way to prevent that. Because a lot of times my spelling's horrible, so I'll copy and paste it and put it in ChatGPT, and then it comes out with the thing, and it automatically changed a little bit. I'm like, less sophisticated.
Yeah.
And then it tells that I said, even less than that.
Right.
And
then yes, that's so true. All right, let's go to Jordan. Jordan, what do you use ChatGPT for?
Kind of like what Monica was saying, I'm a property manager, and sometimes delivering communication with the tenants, you got to be really delicate. And so it really helps me to go through and be firm, but also gentle. But what's really cool is for the Shakira concert, I didn't really know what to wear. Not my style.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent a bunch of photos to ChatGPT of my current style, me. And I was like, what do I wear to the Shakira concert? And ChatGPT came up with the perfect outfit.
Wow. That's pretty smart to even ask that.
I didn't know you could do that.
It's like everything, right?
Wow.
That's cool. 800-682. Thank you, Jordan.
I had no idea.
Jason turned me onto this as he was going through a legal battle for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That he would take basically email. Well, can I say? I guess I'm kind of. I think we talked about it already. You would basically kind of litigate the case. Just ask ChatGPT. Is what my lawyer doing more or less effective?
Yeah, I would take the whole chain of emails and everything else, because you're of both.
Mm-hmm.
Highlight the whole thing, then put it in and say, who seems like they have a better representation without asking, and clarify the points of why, and analyze the mannerisms. And it would spit out who they think in this particular case would win the case, if it all that stuff.
Well, can I? Maybe it might seem apparent, but can I ask you, why did you do that? Why did you think, like, okay, I need to, did you feel like?
Well, when you're under this type of,
oh my gosh,
duress,
yeah,
you want to kind of know
what
makes sense, because everything becomes so, and I don't want to speak for Jared, but I'm assuming it's even probably worse than mine and longer.
Yeah.
You start getting in this fog of like, I don't even, is this the right thing? It's not, you know.
And there's a lot of legal jargon in there too, that maybe sometimes, and then reading all of it, you're like,
But it'll even analyze like the mannerisms of how it was set.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
And so now I've done that. I've actually had to use ChatGPT to make a legal document to send to Kelly. I was at a baseball game watching Ezra, and he wasn't up at the bat. There's something that was going through, and I asked ChatGPT, what about this situation? And they said, that's concerning, blah, blah, blah. Would you like a formal legal document? I was like, yes, I would.
Oh, yeah.
you're going to run that by like a real life lawyer, right?
Well, no, I mean,
before you send that.
Well, like I said, it's not illegal to send it. It wasn't like I'm going to sue you, but it's like saying these are the, it was like a formal legal thing. And it's impressive. And it's like in 2 seconds.
Uh-huh. And then you could probably, if whatever, I don't know what the legal document
is. I actually sent it to my attorney too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They probably don't like that. They're probably thinking they're taking my job. No, but if you do it, you can also tell ChatGPT to ask you questions that you might have missed that should be in here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, Jason, I didn't know that. He was saying he asked ChatGPT to ask him questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, it's like the opposite.
Yeah. You could do, for instance, and a lot of people think they're worried about AI taking jobs. And it may, but it also a lot of times I think will enhance a job and might on real life description of why it probably can embrace jobs was, you remember the Mother's Day that I was like, here's an example. I was like, I want you to become a gift idea expert for me, for my wife for Mother's Day, and ask me 10 questions about her so you can formulate a plan and an idea for me to do. And I'll start asking you, okay, you know, what does she, specific things too, like does she drink wine? Does she eat sushi? Does she? And I answer the questions back, and then it formulates based on what I'm asked you about her specifically. Here's an idea for you to do on Mother's Day and a gift too.
And you followed it.
Well, yeah, because kind of, it's a much better idea and gift.
Yeah.
Now I didn't get fired because I'm still the guy. I'm still the guy. I just came out with a better gift.
Uh-huh, yeah, right. Uh-huh. There you go.
I can see how that would enhance for sure.
And I've used it for logos too here. Like,
sure.
I don't know. We used to have like a graphic designer, and I know people here can do it, but I'm really not sure who does it. So like, I just ask ChatGPT, but we have the free version. So after 3 times, it is what it is.
See, that's the one that I get I've tried to turn us into cartoons before.
Yeah.
And I'm not paying for this. I'm not going to pay for that service. So I get 3 times and they got it wrong. All 3 times.
Right.
And so it was just like, well, great. Now I got to wait 24 hours to get the next one.
Well, there's a lot of post the battle.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other AI programs now. I mean, there's hundreds
tons of them
now.
Mm-hmm.
I think overall, ChatGPT is the dominant one. But you have to be careful, too, because if you use a logo, it's like it starts getting a gray area of like, whose copyright is
sure.
that?
Sure.
And also there's one on Google. I told you before that, you know, Google, some audio stuff that Google is even better than ChatGPT on that.
I think it's called Gemini.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Google mm-hmm. one.
Yeah, we have it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I'll tell you that, like, so it's like particular thing. It's almost like a Mac is good for, like, editing movies, and a other computer is better for, like, doing something else. That's mm-hmm. how these AI things are running.
Well, and also you have to be careful because, like, you really have to scrutinize your photo or your image, and like that takes human eyeballs and a human brain to mm-hmm. make sure, because my husband Ben was telling me he was sitting through a like a Teams meeting, and they were doing a PowerPoint slide, and the hand had 6 fingers on it, and
oh,
then
yeah.
like 2 on the other, and it was just an image that they put up, and they were like, oh, good enough, and put it up there, and then it was a freeze framed up there while the person was talking,
yeah,
and then he was like, wait a second, this isn't, you know, so you have to be aware
you do.
When somebody's just throwing stuff up on a slide.